It's dialing.
We don't have a phone number to give them to call in?
Otis said it was easier to do it this way. And giving them codes out and all it to everybody. Are you on the call, Ms. Cooper?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Jen Goodman's chairing the call now. I'm going to mute my microphone.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Cooper. Welcome to our Pacifica National Board meeting. First of all, could you tell us a bit about yourself and your background, and then especially as it relates to radio and to Pacifica, and also why we should select you to be one of our affiliate directors? And we'll also give you a chance to ask, you know, questions that you might have of us. So we have allocated 20 minutes total for you to speak and to us to ask you questions and answer them. So maybe you could, you know, speak for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll take this second half for questions, unless you want to stop the questions earlier.
Okay, thank you. Understood. So I'll just go ahead and start, and then if anything, I can ask questions at the time provided.
Sure.
Okay. So my name is Darren Monifa Cooper, and I was born and raised on St. Thomas, where we are now here in the Virgin Islands. And in terms of my background regarding radio, I tie it to my background as a natural journalist in general, and a communication artist. I can start with my degrees in communication, the first one being here at the University of the Virgin Islands, and the second being in new media journalism. So they both focus on media and journalism. The first one more so dealing with written word, as well as I specialize in publication design and different things like that. So in terms of experiences, especially for educational purposes, my background is in communications. And before I got to the point of getting them, I was already doing, I have stories people telling me from second grade and so on, things related to getting information out. I'd go around the neighborhood and take pictures and then knock on doors and do things like that. So without me knowing what it was, it's just innately part of what I do in terms of communicating, wanting to get information out to people, wanting to hear both sides of the story. And I don't necessarily choose sides on things. So I'm just that type of person that is best as a mediator or channeling information from one group or set of people to another, or from one individual to another. And I find myself often being put in situations or finding myself in situations where I'm doing just that, channeling information from one set to another, especially as it relates to the young people. And I think that's an area that I've been able to really capitalize on, being able to speak for a younger voice while at the same time having the understanding of the older generation. So I find myself a lot of times in that middle point of understanding where the youth are coming from and being able to translate it to the older people or vice versa. And having always seen that as a positive gift, at times it tended to seem like something that was more of a heavy responsibility. But I've learned to appreciate it for what it is, and it has helped me in various situations be able to see a bigger picture of things and then also communicate it outwardly to either age group. Right now at our station, WUVI, here in Virgin Islands, we have the main station on the St. Thomas campus and a satellite station on the St. Croix campus. The island is separated between the first 40 miles of ocean, pretty much. And so there's students on both campuses. And in addition to being the station manager at our campus station, I'm also a professor part-time instructing communications courses. So part-time, I deal with radio station management, administration, dealing with various students, and I've been able to learn from them.
Ms. Cooper, I'm at time, and you have about another minute left. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Oh, the first five.
I've been able to listen. Oh, the first five, yes. Got it. Thank you. I've been able to listen to the students and see what their perspective is on things that they're interested in, both the students who are, you know, just some more just socially oriented and others who have a little bit more serious responsibility and maturity to them. And I think I have a good idea of the types of things that they are interested in. And not only the students at the university, the students in the community, maybe a little younger, as well as the adults who are older. So, again, it just gives me a broader perspective on being able to speak on behalf of various age groups and communities. And not only live in the Virgin Islands.
Excuse me, Madam Timekeeper. Was that 5 minutes? Is that what?
Yes, that's
point?
5 minutes. That's all.
Okay, so now...
Okay, could I wrap up my last sentence? And that, please?
Sure, and also then you can tell us, you know, about your radio experience, per se, and your relationship to Pacifica, if any, or, you know, what you know about it, and why we would select you to be our affiliate director. Go ahead.
Understood. Okay, so I'll transition into the radio experience as well as experience with Pacifica and why I would be a good choice, a good selection. And
excuse me, and why you
from
and why you want to be also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
understood. And so in transitioning from what I was saying, being able to speak to and from that voice of the various different age groups and you know, types of students as well as community members, faculty members, and other people in the community, it helps me to have a perspective that's not as biased and it's not as small. It helps me to have a wider perspective. So I'm familiar with Pacifica just based on my own family's listening to it over the years, various shows and things like that. But especially at the university from my professors that have things that they've taught us over the years. I mean, I haven't been a student of radio per se more recently officially, because when I was doing my BA is when I first did radio classes. But I've been around radio stations outside of the university for a good amount of my life, being around uncles and other people who are radio show hosts and stuff like that. So I'm interested in being able to serve on the board to be able to share that perspective. And it won't be necessarily my perspective only. It will be a culmination of what I've gathered from the students, from the community, from the faculty, from various people who have specific interests in radio and in news and media in general and various subject matter. So that's my personal interest. I like to be able to share what people are saying, what they want and what their interests are. So again, my experiences radio-wise have been growing up around people who've worked at radio stations, whether they're the hosts or the engineers or the owners of radio stations here in the Virgin Islands, as well as I've lived various places in various states on the East Coast, in Chicago and Oklahoma. So I've had, you know, just a little bit of Belize in Canada and up and down the Caribbean. So, you know, everywhere I go, I've paid attention to certain things related to the media and what's happening within the community and what people are paying attention to. So I think I got that in terms of experience. I've been a station manager since 2013. Before that, I was volunteering at our radio station as well as other radio stations in doing various things with the community, with students, with teaching. And I have a nonprofit organization that was teaching people who aren't yet in college to do the exact same things that we're teaching the students to do who are in college. So from elementary, junior high, and high school, I've been voluntarily doing that before I got selected and requested to be the station manager. I think that covers a little bit of everything that was asked. If there's anything else, you can let me know.
That's timekeeper. This is half of time. It is up now.
Might be muted, Jan.
Jan?
Oh, sorry. I'm sitting here saying many, many things. Okay, now I'll say it to you guys. Sorry.
it's okay.
So, before we go any further, do you have any questions of us before we continue asking questions?
Well, in general, I usually like to know what would benefit the board. What is it that you're looking for that the board needs, whether it's lacking it or that it just would like to have another angle or whatever it might be? And is it just terrestrial radio? Is it online radio? I know I haven't spoken to my experiences with that, but, you know, what is the board looking for that would serve it well?
Okay, so I think that what we are going to do is, rather than me answering a question, we're going to go through so you have that question to us, and we have some questions to you, and I think as we go through our board, we're just actually going to go through sort of alphabetically through our members on the board, and some will ask you questions. Some will answer that. I would be surprised if nobody answers that by the end. At which case, maybe I would. But so people will have a chance to either ask you a question or answer that. And if so, why don't we just go through and somebody's going to. It gets into answering the question of what we're looking for, you know, not ask the question, but answer that. We'll give you 90 seconds to do that. So, great, Erin.
First of all, thank you so much for being willing to be on our board. Your service will be much appreciated if you get elected. The first thing I want to say is that from my perspective as a longtime board member, what I would want of an affiliate director is to bring the affiliate perspective to the board and to attend meetings regularly, to also serve on at least one committee, to pay attention and use common sense. That's what I would like. That's it. I don't ask a question, do I? One quick question.
Right. If you're gonna answer a question, you don't get to ask one. So,
pardon me.
I said if you're gonna answer that question, then you don't get to ask one. So we're just trying
to spread. Okay, that's fine. We'll go on then.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, good. So, sorry, everybody. I just want to give everybody a chance to participate here. Jonathan Alexander from, and I will tell you where these people are from. Jonathan Alexander, and Grace and Jonathan are both from Los Angeles, KPFK. Jonathan, do you have a comment or a question? Jonathan, are you there? Okay, so we'll come back to Jonathan. If you're on mute, Jonathan, unmute yourself. Adriana Cazenave from Texas, KPFT.
Thank you. I thank you for really being interested in being part of the governance of the Pacifica Foundation. I think that the affiliate is one of the biggest resources and important thing that the foundation has. I have some little questions. Since when is your station an affiliate? How many programs your station of the Pacifica Foundation, your station carry? And what do you know about the Pacifica governance? Thank you.
Okay, but your question is how many, two questions. How many programs does the station carry, and what do I know about Pacifica government, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Currently, I know that, right now, honestly, we're on autopilot, and especially after the hurricanes, quite a few programs were being utilized, and they have shifted right now, and I believe they're not carrying any at the very moment, but they have a few in mind to start again once the semester begins in January. And, you know, the students, again, mainly are often the ones suggesting those. So they're going to be making a presentation to me actually next week to give me a better idea of which ones they've selected. In terms of what I know about the Pacifica government, I read through the bylaws, I read through the documents that were available online, and so I got a general idea, just based on what's, so to speak, on paper, of how it functions, and having served on various other committees, not necessarily related to radio, but many other things in the community, I can get a general feel of the significance, but I do feel like there's more that I will learn if selected that I'll be able to quickly get acquainted with.
Thank you very much. And since when your station is an affiliate?
Could you repeat that?
When did your station become affiliated with Pacifica?
Since when?
It's been a few, and I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't always officially with the station, but it's been at least a few years. The station itself is still very young, so it's only been around technically for 6 years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chris Corey from KPFA, which is in Berkeley. Chris, do you have any questions?
I don't. Thank you.
Okay, our comments? Okay. Bill Crozier from KPFT. He's at Texas in Houston.
I'll pass. Just want to say thank you for your interest.
Joseph Davis from KPFT, also Texas, Houston.
Yes. I think one of the most important qualities of a good board member is an understanding of how boards work. No board can do its majority likes. They're constrained by state law, parliamentary law, and our own adopted bylaws. And I want to know from you, are you willing to spend what I believe would be about the equivalent of a 1 hour at most, maybe 2 hour college course in preparation in studying Robert's Rules of Order, concepts of parliamentary law, and our own bylaws and how they're applied, so that when you're on the board, you can make sure that the board acts not by, shall we say, just the willy-nilly will of the majority, but also in compliance with the law also the institution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. For, I can go ahead and respond to that now, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, so to that question, and I definitely understand for keeping order on in any organization, board or committee, I'm a 4-H-er. So for those of you who are familiar with 4-H, we've actually had to study some of that in forming clubs, in doing organization management for the summer program, and doing after-school programs and things like that. So both as a person who was in 4-H as well as someone who had to teach it, that has given me some familiarity enough so that I'm interested in learning more. So the question, the answer to the question would be yes, I'm definitely interested in revisiting. I haven't done a whole lot of teaching of it in a while, so I'm interested in revisiting, learning what I need to in terms of Robert's rules and parliamentary procedures. I also have been an advisor to various clubs at the university with the Student Government Association, so similarly, they too have had to utilize and what they didn't know how to learn more about that. So definitely interested. I do have at least a little bit of experience with it. I do see the significance in it for organizational management and communicating effectively in order to get decisions made and things understood.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, the
yes.
time is up.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes has passed. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana? Adriana? It's a suggestion.
Yes, what is it, Adriana? You,
yes. I hope that we get our affiliate person, candidate, at least an option to make a closing argument. I think that we can extend that courtesy because she was interrupted various times from other people.
I don't think that we have time to do that because we have a pretty strict schedule here. So I think that it's really time to thank and excuse our candidate so that we can move on to the next one because we're on a very tight schedule. So we really appreciate your spending the time and coming on. And actually, there's one question that we do need to ask you because you're at the verge, you know, you're so far east. Is our meetings go almost minimally to midnight and often later? And is that something that you will be able to do? It's going probably at midnight Eastern time, and I think you're an hour later than midnight Eastern time. Am I correct?
Well, currently it is 11:05 here right now, so I think that could be two, depending on where you're at.
okay, yeah.
But
so
I know that the meetings are only every so often, and it's not a consistent thing. So if I'm correct, is it once monthly?
In the best of all worlds, it would be once monthly. But at this point, it's somewhere between, I would say, two and three times a month on Thursday night.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is that
I misunderstood there, but...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it should be once monthly, but because we're just sort of coming out of a crisis, and we're not really out of it yet. It's really sadly that much, and so it's important for you. It's the one thing that was not covered here. Important for you to understand that, you know, this is a commitment for you to be on a phone call until at least your time, 1 o'clock, if not 1:30. On a regular basis. Is that something you can do, I hope?
Gotcha. And is it always on a Thursday evening?
It's probably.
Okay. Yeah, I don't teach classes on a Thursday evening, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, great. Okay,
but sure. Yeah, that would work, right?
Okay. All right. And the other thing that was not mentioned is that the affiliate director is supposed to kind of represent the voice of the affiliates and their needs, of course. So besides being just generally. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, understood. So in general, I don't teach classes on Thursday evenings, and then Fridays in general, I have a flexible schedule. So it wouldn't interfere with my work schedule on a Friday morning because I can go in late. So that actually works better for me than earlier in the week.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a very nice rest of your evening and weekend. And we will be in touch. So the procedure is we're not going to be voting tonight. It'll be a couple of weeks. So we will let you know when we have actually voted, okay? Which
okay.
will be several a couple
great.
Weeks down the road. All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And everybody, please enjoy the rest of your holiday season.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Secretary?
Sorry, I was muted. Okay, yes, she's hung up, and I will call. The next person is Gary Bost with Cerebral Radio, which I believe is just an online station.
Okay.
So stand by, and I'll add him.
All righty. So, and Mr. Heerwagon, you will be the first person to speak next. Catherine Davis and Benita Diaz are still not on the call. Am I correct?
Calling him. It's dialing now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. Bost, this is Bill Crozier with the Pacific National Board, and you're on our teleconference call, and Jan Goodman is chairing the meeting.
Hello. Hey, nice to meet you.
Hello, Mr. Bost.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, welcome to our meeting of the Pacifica National Board, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what our format plan is going to be. So we have allocated 20 minutes in total for you to be with us, and so in the first
okay.
5 minutes, in the first 5 minutes, we'd like you to tell us about yourself and your background, especially as it relates to radio and Pacifica. And then, if you would, the next 5 minutes, tell us about why you want to be an affiliate director and, why we should select you to be an affiliate director, and ask us any questions that you have about, you know, Pacifica, the board, the position, or et cetera. And then we're sort of just doing a round robin of alphabetically people who are on the board, either answering your questions or giving you or asking you a question. Okay? So
okay.
If you would start out, and we have a timekeeper who is keeping track of these things. And of course if you want to make it a little bit more on this, you know, or a little less on that, it's fine, especially a little less. So tell us about yourself and your background, okay?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you guys for giving me this opportunity to speak with you directly about the affiliate representative director position for PNB. And just to give you a little bit of information about myself, I have mainly a television background. I started out just as a production assistant right out of college and worked my way up to engineering. I have a 25-year career in the television industry. At around 2015, my partner and I co-founded Cerebral Radio. I had kind of had my fill of TV and wanted to try my hand in radio. And so basically what we did was I provided a lot of the technical know-how to get Cerebral Radio station off the ground. We actually co-founded in 2015. We didn't actually launch, I think, until a year later. So it was around that time that my last TV job, which was the TV industry, taught me a lot. It taught me things that I really wanted to work towards and things that I didn't really want to bring into my new newfound appreciation for radio. And so I'm looking at everything that's happening in the country. I'm looking at everything that happened with my experience in TV. And I decided to basically just take things that I knew in the television world and sort of apply it to radio. And it worked out pretty good for me overall. And so I've been doing this for going on about 3 years. I really love the process of radio. We connected with Pacifica about a year ago, and it was like discovering a new age in media. And so I have been familiar with Democracy Now for a while, and then kind of got brushed up on my knowledge of Pacifica and realized so many things that I wanted to do that you guys have been doing for many, many years. And so I was absolutely taken by that. I ingested everything that I could learn about Pacifica and really applied it to my station. And my audience mainly consists of urban, rural communities, African American. And these people, they really did not have an idea of what sort of programming Pacifica, Democracy Now!, Making Contact, what these programs were all about. And so I introduced, I think, to people that had never heard these programs before to a completely new era in radio. And the problems that you guys would talk about in the communities, grassroots stations, talking about very meaningful topics was something that my audience was very intrigued by. And so it really gave us a new direction in producing our own content and sort of mirroring what's been done before, but applying our own individual mark to it. And so as far as my background in television, I have worked for a number of commercial stations, KATC, which is a local affiliate, and also I've worked for networks. I've worked for NBC Universal and working in that aspect.
Sorry,
okay. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You've got about 45 seconds left. And, I'm sorry.
Okay. And so just working on both those levels, at the affiliate level and also at the network level, gave me a kind of a bird's eye view to what you guys are looking for, and I feel like I could deliver it. I'm someone who likes to get my hands in on the ground floor and just start working from there. There's so many things that you guys offer affiliates that I think would be beneficial to new affiliates coming in. So I don't know if I've ran off my 45-second count.
You're good. You're just about right now.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So the next thing you guys want me to talk about myself as far as the position?
I'm sorry, I muted myself again. Why you want to be an affiliate director? And I think you kind of covered why we should select you to be an affiliate director, but if you have something to add to that, that would be fine. And you can tell us where you're from and where you are now and so forth. Because there's, let you know, we're on a live stream so that many people don't know your background. So if you can mention that, where you're from and so forth, that would be helpful. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, but let me knock out the born and raised in Louisiana, but currently I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm a Cajun Creole boy from Louisiana, very, very rural, very country area. I went to school at Columbia College in Chicago. Once I graduated, I got my first TV job at WCIU in Chicago, right next to Harpo Studios, which was Oprah Winfrey's domain at the time. So I was very excited, full of optimism, and it has taken me all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, where I live currently today. Cerebral Radio's home base is right here in Atlanta, Georgia. As far as the position, I do have a couple more things I would like to add. My experience as an engineer in television has has given me the ability to see it from an affiliate's point of view as also an network point of view. I would like to make recommendations to the board allowing affiliates to have more resources available to them. And one of the things that I know coming in as a brand new station, there are many other stations in the affiliate group that's been with you guys longer, I'm sure. We're coming into a new digital age. We currently are a internet-based station, but I am applying for a FCC license. As soon as the FCC can grant new licenses, we will be in that group. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And some of the things that I see, you guys offer so much resources to affiliates as it is. And one of the things I would like to, if I am lucky enough to get this position, I would just expand on a couple of things. One of them would be underwriting for outreach for brand new affiliates coming in. I have noticed that a lot of the older affiliates are well established, especially in the community. And doing a lot of the work myself and my co-founder and partners and volunteers, it's a little bit overwhelming. And I know you guys are not in the business of, I think affiliates should come with a certain business-minded acumen to begin with. But you do offer resources that is available for the affiliates, but I would just expand that a little bit more. And Ursula and I talked about it at length, and we had kicked around a couple of ideas. One of the other things that I would expand on is the technology section. I noticed in this past political cycle, we had to sort of delay our airing of Democracy Now! For the next day because there's not a plan in place, I think, currently for digital stations or internet stations to really take all of that information live. I think you can, but I think we could make the process a little bit easier. And that's the only two things that I think I could really, really get my hands in the entire organization and really work with other affiliates, terrestrial affiliates as well as digital affiliates, and come up with some really concrete solutions to make sure that when we do have those political cycles, that everybody is seeing and putting out the same information. And that's about it.
Great. Okay. So, do you have any questions for us, first of all? Any more questions? Because I think that maybe some people might want to address some of these things, but maybe not.
Well, one of the questions I do have, and you guys could take a shot at it, when you think about affiliates, is it possible that all affiliates could have sort of an identifying factor that when you see like a Cerebral Radio or any other new affiliates or established affiliates coming in, that people will automatically know that we're affiliated with Pacifica Radio?
Okay. All right. So we're going to ask board members to answer that or to ask other questions. So,
William.
William Heerwagon. Are you there? Are you unmuted?
Yes. Hello. William Heerwagon.
How you doing, William?
And William Heerwagon is from Washington, D.C., from New York, WBAI. Go ahead, William.
Nice to meet you, William.
Yes, I'm very pleased with your enthusiasm and welcome, and I wish you well. And I do not have any answers or questions at this time. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sabrina Jacobs is from Berkeley, KPFA. Sabrina? Hello, are you muted, Sabrina?
Yeah, I'm muted, sorry.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you? What's your name again?
I'm good, how are you?
What's your
name? My name is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Gary.
Okay, Gary, nice to meet you. Okay, so you talked about underwriting. You also talked about how Pacifica liberating, paraphrasing what you said, but the reason why Pacifica is a liberated radio station, if you would, is because of the fact that we don't take any type of corporate money and we don't do underwriting. So how do you see Cerebral Radio keeping itself, free speech radio by doing underwriting?
We do it mainly by listener support. Mainly is how we're surviving right now. We haven't really gotten into the underwriting aspect of it at this current time. We are currently seeking funders, funds from foundation support, but we're primarily kept afloat right now through listener support. And that's working out great right now. And, I was just wondering, Ursula and I had talked about underwriting, and I looked at it on the website, and there was only a couple of resources available, which it that makes sense. What you just said, it would speak to that directly. Mm-hmm. So I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Dwayne Marks, are you here? Okay. Ken Loffer. And Ken Loffer is from New York, WBAI.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome. Thank you very much for being a candidate. And I have no questions right at this time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Okay. So Tony Leon, I believe, is not here. And Afia Nwangaza, also not here. Alex Randall. Alex Randall is from the Virgin Islands, WUVI, and Alex, and he is one of our affiliate directors.
Good evening, Gary.
Okay.
Alex.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, good. I'm just about to leave being on the PNB, having been on board for a year. I offer that one of the answers to one of your questions is that it's truly an honor to be attached to Pacifica Foundation because it is an institution that promotes freedom of speech and promotes disparate views and the views of people who are underrepresented in the world. And at the same time that it does that, it attracts many different voices who have disparate points of view and are prone to infighting and arguing. And my question to you is, you prepared to join a board that meets several times a month for hours at a time, and much of it is taken up with struggle, with disagreement, with infighting over issues that seem distant from the primary issues of running a national network of radio stations. Are you prepared to do that? And I'll let them offline.
I am. I want to tell you, Alex, I have a nephew with your exact name. His name is Alex Randall, so I will never forget your name. But, yeah, I welcome that, and I think also Pacifica provides such an unbelievable benefit to communities everywhere, and it's an honor to be a part of the Pacifica Network. And I am prepared to agree to disagree. I don't mind putting my thoughts out there for other people to agree or disagree with. And as long as it gets us to a place where we're all on the same page at the end of the day, using, all having different points of view, I think is a wonderful thing.
Okay, thank you. So next we have Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor is from KPFK in Los Angeles, which, by the way, is where I am also from, KPFK Los Angeles.
Okay.
Mansoor?
Hi, and I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor.
I passed myself, but I am going to ask you a question, and that is what programs does your station run, and how and what are your favorite programs that we run, and how many hours a day, days of the week is your station operating?
Okay. We are a 24-hour-a-day station. My partner and I have thought about we kicked around a couple of ideas of if that's actually feasible. But right now, currently, we are a 24-hour network. We air Democracy Now!, which is our go-to program. It airs, we have an original airing at 3 p.m., and then we rebroadcast it at 8 a.m. And it is one of our most popular programs. It airs alongside Making Contact, the Scenario Radio Show, Upfront Soul, which is a program with very insightful musical programming. And our local produced programs, meaning programs that we produce at Cerebral Radio, are Power 20 series, which is a program that we highlight influential African American works, and we use those programs to talk about social issues that happened from the 1970s, from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and beyond. We air another program called Enter the No Fear Zone, which is more or less a political programming and political program for African American community, and we also air Black Book Talk as well. So we have a variety of different programs that people can look to, and we also air music throughout the day. And as when we first launched, we had no programming. We had only music. Now we have a variety of podcasts. We have up to 12 podcasts that air on a rotating basis weekly. So we're doing very well, and we're looking to add to our programming over the next couple months.
This is the timekeeper who's sad to say that your time is up, because I was coming up and was dying to talk to you, but your time is up. Thank you.
Okay. So thank you.
Thank
very
you guys
much.
Very much.
So just to tell you very briefly, our process is that we will our voting will take place in a couple of weeks, and we will let you know after that if you've been chosen. And may I say, if you're not chosen this time, please be very invited to apply next year also. Okay? So
okay.
You know, we have more candidates than more good candidates than we have spaces. So please be invited to continue your relationship and to apply again. Not to say that you won't be picked, but I just want to personally invite you. Okay. So thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your
thank
time
you
as well.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. Mr. Secretary, can you call our next person?
Okay, and just again, that was Gary Bost, and the first one we had was Dara Monifa Cooper, and the person I'm about to call is Robin Collier. So stand by while I do that.